Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. All right, we're going to talk about the Gemini transits today because a lot of people with early Virgo, early Sag, and early Pisces planets can already feel the rumblings. And I'm telling you, remember when you watch a Lakers game and the Lakers are ahead like 20, 30 points the first half and they're ahead 20 points the third quarter. And then when it gets down to like 6 minutes left in the game, the lead's cut to six. And then you hear Chick Hearn say, "It's nervous time at the forum, ladies and gentlemen." Well, that's what's going on, folks, with Mars and Jupiter, two of the more powerful planets headed for Gemini as I speak. And you'll be able to feel this nervous, skin-crawling transit in the next 24 hours, especially if you have early mutables, which I do not, thank God. Now, the air signs of Libra and Aquarius, also Libra and Aquarius vibrations in your chart, will benefit greatly from the transit of Mars and Jupiter in Gemini. Let's check our, synchronize your watches here, folks. Mercury went into Pisces at 10:08 this morning. Jupiter will go into Gemini at 7:26 this evening, and then early in the morning after midnight, less than 6 hours later, Mars will squeak into Gemini at 12:51 in the morning. So I'm really sorry, all you men and women that have formed all you beautiful relationships, those of you that have Venus and Mars in early Virgo, you benefited from the Capricorn trines. Here comes Mars, Jupiter, and Mercury in the early mutables to blow those relationships out of the water. Okay, so very heavy topic today. Okay, now these Gemini transits are really weird. You think I like them? Gemini and Mars and Jupiter in my eighth house. No girlfriend, no relationships. Could be one of the more passionate times of your whole life. I'm learning a big lesson here, I'll tell you for sure. But anyway, it's amazing the type of control that I have now in my life and the will with Mars and Jupiter in my eighth. It gives you like a Scorpio fusion of some kind that allows you to be all-powerful. But this transit is really heavy. Not only is it heavy because it's Mars and Jupiter going into Gemini at the same time, but to boot, with Mercury going into Pisces simultaneously within 24 hours, moving along, it's like Mars and Jupiter are fighting with Mercury in the sky. And then any of you out there that have any planets in Gemini, Sag, Virgo, or Pisces, I would say from 0 to 8, would be feeling just stressed out, totally burned out. And a lot of you have been going through some real positive vibrations this year. So it's kind of a shame because relationships that seem to be going fine could all of a sudden have problems. And careers that all of a sudden seem to be going okay could be wrought with strange anxiety misplacement. And just your friends, details and weird things. It's like, you know what it's like? It's tough enough when we have Mercury retrogrades and moon wobbles because Mercury rules Virgo and Gemini. So they get battered during the Mercury retrogrades. Well, no offense, but this is like a personal Mercury retrograde period times 10 for all those people with early Virgo, Gemini, Sag, and Pisces planets. Do you know why? Because Mercury in Pisces, which is the planet of mechanics, thinking, the mind, psychology, details, brothers and sisters, moving into Pisces in stress or in square to Mars and Jupiter in Gemini, right? Setting up T-squares and grand squares in your charts, because a lot of you have Pluto in Virgo and Uranus in Virgo, and you have Venus and Mars and Moon in Virgo and all that stuff in early Gemini, early Pisces, and early Sag, where nothing seems to work right. Everything seems to be falling apart. Talk to my pal Raimondo from K-Rock this morning. Guy's got Jupiter early Pisces at 2 degrees. Already his car has broken down totally, just unadulteratingly Mercury retrograde. My sister has Saturn and Uranus early Gemini. Her sink backed up last week. I'm going to tell you something. Jupiter and Mars have an 8-degree orb. Most transits are 4 approach and 2 passing. But when you have 2 planets in line, I mean, like if you took a telescope now and looked at Mars and Jupiter, they are so close. In line, it's spooky. In fact, I wonder if you can see that in the sky. Let me tell you if you can see it in the sky. Well, in the evening sky, okay, Jupiter would be the brightest object, and you would see Mars and Jupiter together, probably rising in the east. So if we have a clear sky, we might look for the two brightest lights in the sky, and that's Mars and Jupiter, so you can actually get the full feel, the full grip of what's going on. But, you know, the point is that obviously if you're in a relationship with somebody, or if you have early mutables in your chart, and once again, the mutable signs are Pisces, Sag, Virgo, and Gemini, you have anything from 0 to 8 degrees in those signs, anything, then you are having a major transit this week. And a lot of times, no matter what happens, you have nothing to go on. You're really not thinking clearly, nor are you being logical. And if you know and love people that have early mutables in their chart, and I say, thank goodness I don't have that, then obviously they're not going to be thinking logical. They're going to be freaking out. They're going to be, and talk about, it's prude time, right? You actually could be sitting there having the best sex life of your life with this Venus, Mars, and Virgo lately. And you know how many gay people are affected by this transit? I would have to say almost the entire gay population of this planet, male and female, I'd say 80 to 97% of them have Gemini, Virgo, Pisces, and Sag in their chart. It's just, it happens to be a common element for homosexual people on this planet. So there's going to be some things going on in the gay community that's rather unsettling, and also something's going on with anybody that has those aspects. And we got a President Bush is a Gemini. Michael Dukakis is a Gemini rising, although he's got nothing to do with the nation. So all these people are going through this really strange effect. And frankly, the Gemini energy can be so strange when Mars fortifies it and when it sets off all of our planets directly that it's the type of energy where all of a sudden you find yourself overloaded with work, overloaded with details, scheduling problems, mechanical problems, emotional and mental breakdowns, communication problems. Can you imagine this year during tax time, a lot of you are going through this transit with Mars and Jupiter in Gemini, Mercury in Pisces, right? That is stressing the dickens out of your chart, and we're supposed to get our income taxes in, by the 17th? So obviously this is going to be a hectic tax season with a lot of craziness and a lot of questions. Now, Mars will leave Gemini, thank goodness, and that will happen at the end of April, April 28th. So getting through the rest of this month and all of April are the key there. But Jupiter will hang into Gemini, stressing out the Virgo, Sag, Pisces, Virgo lot until this summer. And then around late July, then Jupiter will leave Gemini. It's a quick turn here. And a lot of people don't like that because they prefer Jupiter being there longer, especially if you're having a Jupiter return. But right around the second to last day of the month in July, the 31st, then Jupiter will go into Cancer and follow Mars. And then the Cancer, Leo, and Virgo transits will be upon us. But in the meantime, it's real important to be careful no matter what you have in your chart, even if your planets are not squared or sextiled or trined or opposed by these planets, they're still in your chart. They're still transiting through one of your houses. You see, I got Mars and Jupiter and Gemini in my eighth house, which means I'd either have the best sex life of my life right now, which is not true, because there it is void, there's nothing there, or I'd be the super Scorpio, which means the super cosmic investigator, which is what I'm doing, and I've been developing a lot of new topics, I've been going deep into meditation and astral projection, experimenting with the celestite, my own higher self, so I'm really getting involved in what you call Scorpio-Gemini cosmic investigation. I'm not saying there's not any hope for me sexually, because very soon here, Jupiter and Mars will trine my Neptune, but I won't admit it to any of you because I have a Scorpio moon. It's none of your damn business. But anyway, who knows? There may be some woman out there that'll say, Farley, we'll take care of this somehow. But anyway, she'll have to be an extraterrestrial totally. But anyway, so I decided to do this topic today because like a weatherman, I have to let you know in advance what we are about to go through here. The Gemini transit is also bizarre because it inconjuncts, it quinxes our Capricorn planets, and it also will inconjunct and quinx our Scorpio planets. So the signs that are next affected by this effect, next to Pisces, Sag, Virgo, and Gemini, are the Scorpio and Capricorn effects. Now, once again, I don't have any early Scorpio or Capricorn, so I just love this transit. I'm not really giggling or laughing behind my back, not that I have anything against people with Venus or Mars and Virgo, but actually, it is kind of funny. Because these people have been doing so well for so long, and to watch him freak out is just, sometimes it's a riot. I was talking to this friend of mine last night and talking about this trans, and she was going, ah, you know, one of those long beginnings. And I was saying, why are you laughing at that? Those people deserve a break. But anyway, as your astrologer, hearing this topic and being made aware of what is going on should take the edge off, you know? Because Farley told you that your life could go into a major karmic backlash right now, where you could have those fights and that anger and this anxiety and spend all your money and waste a lot of time and get involved in a bunch of busy work. Obviously, what do you do during this transit? Well, be spiritual, right? That's the key. Whenever Earth starts to get to you and anything on Earth gets to you, if you want to preserve whatever you've created, then go back into the spirit, meditate, pray, be innovative, and be selective, and be cautious with your choices right now, and don't be confused, because the biggest symptom of the Gemini effect and the Mercury in Pisces this weekend, and I want to tell you something, if you have plans to be with your boyfriend and girlfriend this weekend, and you have early mutables in your chart, I'm not telling you to cancel them, but if you break up this weekend and call me Monday or Tuesday and say, Farley, you were right. We did it. We broke up Saturday night at Mars, Jupiter, square my Venus, and Mercury oppose it. And then you'll call me next week and you'll say, Farley, it's not like you won't say, I didn't warn you. But what you will say is, thank you for letting me know that I'm this sensitive. And this is the type of topic that I like to use to prove to you how astrology works. Some lady, some weirdo, sent me an article from Griffith Park Observatory, right? That told me that the stellar constellations have moved in the last 2,500 years, and Leo's just not where it's supposed to be anymore. Of course they've moved. Don't you understand that tropical zodiac, tropical astrology is based on what lied behind the constellation of Leo 3,000 years ago? Because there's things back there that we can't see with our telescopes. Don't you get it? A lot of these Hindu astrologers and Indian astrologers, they base their astrology on the stellar constellations, the zodiac, Aries through Pisces. But we tropical zodiac people, we are more aware of what lays millions of parsecs behind the constellations, because that's where the God force comes in. That's where we enter from, beyond this galaxy, beyond this realm of what is visible. So yes, you know, we use the stellar constellations thousands of years ago to identify that energy area of the universe. And of course it's moved, but still the transits work. Because when Mars and Jupiter go into Gemini, into that area of space that identifies the Gemini sector, even though the constellation of Gemini has moved, the Gemini sector has not. So the Gemini sector is going to be affected in the next 48 hours by these transits. And I want you to feel the vibrations course through your body. As that anger and that rage and confusion and anxiety wells up in you, and then you'll say, Farley said, be spiritual. Life is too short to take personal. And then I'll say, oh, baby, you got it right. Okay, welcome to the Astrology Hour, and I'm real excited to be here. And I hope you are too, as Astrological Metaphysical Radio saves you money. Isn't this fun? I was obsessed last night. I said, Venus trine Pluto, I got to take advantage of this entity vibration. It's a great business. If you own a business, I don't care what Jupiter and Mars are doing to your chart. Sun and Venus are both trine Pluto. That is excellent for new financial beginnings. Without a moon wobble or a Mercury retrograde, I say go for those new prices, right? Slash those prices and get your business going. Get a new job today, or, you know, do something. Get your head out of the bucket. All right. So many people are worried about this order. I mean, about this, worried about this, what's going on here, that they're frightened. And they don't know what is going to happen. They're not sure how it's going to affect their lives, whether it'll change their lives. And unless you can afford $200 to get a consultation from me, frankly, it's going to be a little nervous trying to figure out exactly what that transit's going to have. See, like, part of my transit, Mars trine Neptune, is an idealistic effect. It's a very psychic effect. My advanced transit says, follow hunches. A positive, decisive approach is best. Emotional and psychic intensity can be very rewarding. See, that's the kind of stuff I want to know about during this transit. See, I love this chart because I have all this Libra and Gemini in my chart, right? So Mars and Jupiter are going to trine my Neptune, trine my Mars, trine my rising. I'll probably lose 60 pounds and end up a whole new being. I'm having a Mars trine Mars during this transit on April 5th. It says, you'll probably rather be active, on-the-go, athletic interests are favored as our projects requiring quick and fast decisions. I've already started a bowling league. I'm going to play basketball, get into aerobics. So, you know, this stuff really works. And when you know about it ahead of time, there's no way you can really understand the transit unless you really focus on exactly what it means. But the biggest symptom of this Mars, Jupiter, and Gemini, and Mercury in Pisces for the next 7 days, and this is where the focus of this heavy, heavy energy is that you can't let it destroy your life. Because you guys are so vulnerable and sensitive, you mutable people, with Venus, Mars, Moon, Jupiter, Rising, Sun, in Virgo, Gemini, Pisces, and Sag, if you allow this transit to get to you, then everything you've worked on up till now will just disappear. Because you can freak people out, you can blow their minds, you can't act too confused and too stressed out, too emotional, too critical, and too worried, and just completely blow people out of the water. If you were Farley Malaris and you had this chart, what would be your advice? Mellow out, calm down, be spiritual, lighten up, forget all these trivial issues. If your schedule is loaded with details, erase some of them. Drop them. It's not that important. You know, life is too short to take personal is the mantra for this transit. And also, the spirit is what is important. And just let the universe help you. Take care of this stuff. Don't try to push anything. You know, a lot of these women and men out there are chasing relationships, and this transit's not helping you any. You're getting involved in triangles. You're married. You're going with people. You're interested in other people, or people are hitting up on you, and you're interested in them. All kinds of complicated karma comes around when two major planets like Mars and Jupiter. See, Mars and Jupiter are exactly conjunct. Saturn and Neptune are exactly conjunct, and Mercury is exactly square of those two planets, Mars and Jupiter. So this is a very lonely time right now. People, even people in love and that are married and that are in relationships won't admit it, but they're not happy with what they have. They're being very idealistic and picky right now, and a lot of people are opting to just bail out of their commitments and stuff instead of dealing with the hassle. And the worst thing we can do is blow a lot of the energy away by rocking the boat more than we should. And I want to add one major thing to this topic. If you learn anything from Farley Malaris in your whole life, you get ready, kids, because guess what? Come Sunday morning at 8:16, bingo, the moon will go into Gemini with Jupiter and Mars and square Mercury at 2:07 p.m. All day Sunday is a day to be alone. If you have early mutable planets, because that's the day you would blow it and change your destiny and alter your life path and break up or alter a career or get into an irreconcilable difference or fight with someone. And let me tell you something, watch the freeways, because accidents on Sunday and Monday from that Gemini moon, Mars, and Jupiter are going to go berserk, because people that are having stress are not going to be thinking. Pisces and Gemini people will be drifting off and their minds will be somewhere. And a lot of people get rear-ended and broadsided and fall asleep at the wheel or whatever. You know, this is a spooky, spooky transit. And like I say, there is nothing bad in astrology. To just footnote the entire topic, there's nothing bad in astrology, because everything that happens in our lives offers us an opportunity to be shown a lesson and also offers us the opportunity to have growth. To let go, process, or complete a certain situation, and to experience growth. And a lot of you, no matter what I say, you are not going to be able to stop the wheels of destiny with this transit. You are going to be forced to get into a completion cycle, a process cycle, and if you're smart, you won't resist. Because this, in a way, these transits are a separating transit. They are. I hate to tell you this, but Venus and Mars and Sag in your natal charts, with all these oppositions, a lot of people are going to be breaking up. Not everyone is going to stay together in the next 7 days. A lot of people are going to get separated and broken up this next week. And if you fight it, then it's just going to go delayed and it's just going to hold you down. But if you remember what I said and you complete it and you process it, then you'll grow. And that's what this is all about. It's called karma time. And that's why I'm glad I don't have early mutables, because I've had enough. See, I don't have a relationship to worry about breaking up, and I'm not dating any women that have early mutables in their chart. Even though I know some that have it, I'm not dating any. Actually, I'm just dating my birds right now, and they're being just mellow and happy. There's people like, Farley, how come you're not in a relationship right now? Because I knew about the Gemini transits, and I knew about the Capricorn transits 10 years ago. I knew 1989 would be like this. And when you know, then you just, have you heard of avoidance behavior and spiritual meditation? Well, that's what it's all about. You get spiritual. And when the timing is right, then I'll get back into the mainstream, I guess, right?
Right.
Okay.